extensive rioting involving British and Italian football supporters before the European Cup final in Brussels, and latest reports say that about 40 people were killed when a wall inside the stadium collapsed. More than 250 were injured, many seriously. The violence broke out about an hour before the scheduled kickoff of the match between the English club Liverpool and Juventus of Turin. Police and other eyewitnesses say the English fans broke out of their segregated part of the stadium and invaded an area occupied by Juventus followers. They pushed the Italians back against a concrete wall which collapsed, and hundreds of fans toppled onto the ground. The BBC correspondent in the stadium says all the dead and injured, most of them crushed and suffocated, were among those trampled underfoot. Police reinforcements were called in, and some, on horseback, charged crowds who had spilled onto the pitch. Our correspondent says the police were booed and jeered by the crowd, many of whom said they blamed the lack of urgent action by the police for the extent of the disaster. The priest administered the last rites to the dead and dying. An inquiry into the disaster is starting. And the European Union of Football Associations, UEFA, has condemned what it called the criminal hooliganism of so-called supporters. The British Prime Minister, Mrs. Thatcher, who saw the rioting on television, has said she shares the universal horror at the scene. She said those responsible have brought shame and disgrace to their country and to football. President Pertini of Italy, who was also watching the match on television, sent an immediate message of condolence.